All financial advice provided on this show is for entertainment and educational purposes only. The financial ideas and strategies discussed are only provided as a starting point for a conversation about money matters. With regard to your particular investments and financial strategies, consult your financial planner, CPA, or investment professional. All your financial decisions are yours and yours alone to make and subsequently are solely your responsibility. The information that is supplied through the context of the radio program and any repurposing of its content by the host or network is a combination and collection of solid financial investment understanding, opinion, and comments. This network, show, and its host are not liable for financial strategies, outcomes that you employ in any manner that result in any kind of loss. Shares of corporate sponsors may be the subject of buy or sell recommendations in Jay Taylor's newsletter in accordance with Jay's objective opinion.
Welcome to Turning Hard Times into Good Times with your host, Jay Taylor. This hour will help investors fix issues and achieve personal gain. Now, here's your host, Jay Taylor.
Welcome to Turning Hard Times into Good Times. I am your host, Jay Taylor, and I'm speaking to you from New York City on this, the 11th day of September, 2018. Before I talk more about today's show, let me remind you that I am the editor of Jay Taylor's Gold, Energy, and Tech Stocks, and you can subscribe to my letter by going to miningstocks.com, or you can call our office in New York during the normal work hours, 718-457-1426, 718-457-1426. I would also encourage you to consider subscribing to Chen Lin's letter, especially if you're interested in the biotech sector. He's got some very exciting things that he's working on now, a couple of them that I've invested in and I talk about in my own newsletter from time to time. But ChenPicks.com is the place to go for Chen's work. He's done extremely well with his investment advice over the years and always some very interesting ideas that he passes along to his subscribers. Also like to encourage you to go to OliverMSA.com, OliverMSA, that's to catch up with Michael Oliver and consider subscribing to his letter. We'll be talking to him in just a couple of minutes here. I do want to thank all of you for listening to this show, making it one of the more popular shows in the Voice America Business Channel. And thanks also for sending along your questions, comments, criticisms, and praises to questionsfortaylor@gmail.com. Questions, the number for taylor@gmail.com. We do need to thank our sponsors for making this show economically viable. Our sponsors for this week: RN Resources, Genesis Metals Corp., Great Bear Resources, Klondike Gold, and Novo Resources. And we'll be hearing from the executive chairman of RN Resources in the second segment of today's show. A very interesting company, I think, with a great deal of upside. Share price down a lot now, so maybe one you want to pay attention to. I've titled today's show, Why is American Civilization Self-Destructing? Jeff Deist, Ivan Bebek, and Michael Oliver are my guests this week. Why are organizations like Black Lives Matter and Antifa violently prohibiting the expression of ideas that they oppose? Why are university campuses, once fertile grounds for an honest search for truth, now the scene of violence against the views opposing the federal government's own sponsored religion, namely liberalism? How will this destruction of our First Amendment rights impact life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness and financial well-being in America? What can we do to protect ourselves against the moral and financial carnage that results? So those and more questions are the kind of topics we want to ask Jeff Deist about. He'll be with me in the second half of today's show. Of more immediate concerns are the companies that we are investing in, and one, as I just mentioned, RN Resources. It's a top pick in my newsletter. I own it personally. It is a sponsor of this show, so I'm really pleased to tell you that Ivan Bebek, the executive chairman of RN, will be with me right after the first commercial break. But right now, I'm very pleased to tell you that Michael Oliver, proprietor of OliverMSA.com, is with me to provide his insights in the markets. Thanks for joining me again, Michael.
Hi, Jay. Good to be back.
Always good to be back. Now, applying CPI data, someone just crunched the numbers and found that the price of gold, using the U.S. government's CPI numbers, is, in real terms, the price of gold is the lowest it's been in 50 years. And from a fundamental point of view, that would suggest to me that now might not be a good time to sell your gold and buy stocks, though I'm sure that's the inclination of a lot of people. It seems that's what's been happening. In fact, your weekend MSA 360 report suggested that you won't need to see too much more on the upside to really see gold break loose with a new move to much higher levels. Can you share your thoughts about gold the gold markets with us right now from your technical perspective?
Gold's drop ended actually 4 or 5 weeks ago, just above 1160. Mm-hmm. Then rebounded to 1213, in a sense nested basically in the 1190s, 1200 area. I'm talking mm-hmm. the spot month futures, October gold. Now, meanwhile, at the same time, silver and GDX, the gold mining ETF, have continued lower, you know, is still in their panic, whereas gold is stabilized 3% or so off of its low and just sitting there, you know, picking its teeth. I think it's positioning for the last 2 weeks to break out over certain levels of resistance that we can define in the reports that are relatively minor levels of resistance, but I think it's posturing there. Mm-hmm. But also I'd like to see some sympathetic action, not so much out of GDX, because it's a wet noodle, but more out of silver. Silver right now, you know, it's plunged under 14 twice last week and again this week, made a new low today and then rebounded back over 14. It will take a lot to turn silver up, and frankly, let's just forget this week. Let's assume this week you don't. It takes 1449 weekly close, in my view.
Mm-hmm.
Next week,
mm-hmm.
1428 will do it.
Wow.
Oh, that's 25 cents above the market, not even 25 cents above the spot month, which is September contract. So I mean, it doesn't take but a sneeze to get it rolling back on the upside. And one of the virtues of a market that goes straight down, like silver and GDX did over the last few months, where if you look at a price chart, it's just like a little waterfall, is when you turn up, the chart sellers don't know where to sell it.
Mm-hmm.
There's
yeah.
no resistance. In other words, you go back to like 21 on GDX to find any resistance, and on silver, you know, a couple dollars. So there's a vacuum above you. If you turn, it's just whoosh, you know, you could whoosh right back up. You could V-bottom.
Sure.
And
sure.
my suspicion is if they turn, they're going to V-bottom and then catch up to catch back some of what they've lost against gold over the last few weeks while they've gone down and gold has not gone down.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I broadly agree with that fundamental observation. And there's another thing I noticed. The Mises Institute had a report recently. You're having Jeff Deist on today, who's
yes.
head
uh-huh.
of Mises Institute. But in one of their daily market letters, they had a new Federal Reserve metric that's maintained by the New York Fed.
Yeah, I saw
UIG,
that.
Mm-hmm. UIG, you know, underlying inflation gauge.
Uh-huh.
And they calculate it more broadly than the silly CPI.
Yeah.
And it happens, it's at 13-year highs.
Mm,
at 3.3%,
wow.
everybody is talking about 2% inflation, at 3.3% annualized rate
right.
as of their latest monthly reading, but it's a 13-year high. And again, it's much broader than the CPI. They don't mention it much. It's sort of one of their little indicators that's off in the background, and
mm-hmm.
but it's there. You know, and again, I'm not a fundamentalist. I do have those. I share your broad views on these markets in that regard.
Yeah.
You're not going to go to zero in commodities, and you're certainly not going to go to zero in silver, gold, and gold miners, and so forth. And I think we've probably approached theoretical zero here, and therefore one should, with that in the back of one's mind, look for a technical justification to go long, and that's what we work on,
mm-hmm.
is the reassertion of the uptrend.
Yeah, Michael, could you give us some sort of an idea of what you would need to see right now this week or the next week for gold
let's
to start getting you excited?
Let's assume week is a transition. But on silver for next week, I've tentatively calculated $14.28 mm-hmm. weekly close would look quite stout, quite good.
Mm-hmm.
It would look like you could really scoot. And for gold this week, I need to see, this is October gold. Most people are looking at December, but October is still the front month contract. It's a normal active month. I need to see 1208 weekly close this week,
mm-hmm.
which is about, I think, about
$10
dollars above what the market is. Or next week, 1206.
Uh-huh.
So, weekly close.
Yeah.
So, those are numbers that are within the range of the last 2 weeks, by the way.
My goodness. Yes.
Prior 2 weeks traded above those numbers. I want to see a weekly close up there. So, if I see that and I also see silver turn, I think we're in for a turn. Now, also, mm-hmm. I think the stock market is trying to turn down. The S&P is fighting for royal fight here. The NASDAQ's already done damage. Intermediate mm-hmm. trend, as far as I'm concerned, on the NASDAQ 100 is cracked.
Yeah.
But S&P didn't do it. And the S&P missed it by 10 points, no big deal. But it's not far below us, less than a percent below the current market. The S&P will break its intermediate trend and I think head back down again. What's really interesting to me is something that's not mentioned. Everybody talks about emerging markets are weak and how strong the U.S. market is. Take a look at the DAX index in Germany and the Euro Stoxx 50 index, which is like their blue chip index of the Eurozone. They're on the lows of the year. They're pressing at their three-year averages, and they're way back. They're back below the 2015 highs.
Oh.
That'd be like the S&P trading at about 1,300 right now.
Wow.
Now, these markets move. They're developed market indices, and they move with the S&P, but they don't move at the same percent. You know, S&P may go up more than they do, or at times even go down more than they do. But they tend to walk in the same direction as the S&P.
Uh-huh.
Since February, they haven't. They had the February drop. They had a little bounce effort, just like S&P did in March and April and May, and continued up. They didn't. They roll back over to the lows. And yet nobody's headlining this or talking about it. We're on the lows of the year and about to blow annual momentum trend structures that we calculate that go back to the 2009 low.
Wow, yeah.
So I can't conceive of that happening and it not having implications for the other developed markets, namely the U.S. markets.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Nobody's mentioning it. You know,
well, Michael, with just a minute left or so, I mean, you know, looking at this inflation index that the Fed watches, the New York Fed watches, you know, it's about a percent, more than a percent higher than the CPI. You would think that that is likely to encourage them not to be easy with the monetary system. They're likely to hang in there tighter, which I think would also not be very bullish for bonds.
Well, the bonds are not behaving. We expected a counter-trend rally. We got one after the May low, but we thought it would go further. We thought it might sustain longer, and maybe it will reassert itself. But it's frankly, it's weakening now to the point where we have some doubt as to whether it's continuing. Instead, we may be resuming the longer-term downtrend, meaning higher rates. I frankly don't care what the Fed does on overnight stuff. I care about, you know, 10-year and 30-year. And
right.
They're heavy. They're heavy.
Right. They're heavy. All right. Well, that's a warning for sure. Those of people that have the ability to get out of the bonds, I think it would make sense to consider at least lightening up. Michael, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Jay.
It's always a pleasure having you on. Always, your insights always very much appreciated. I thank you very much. And we'll look to do it again sometime. Actually, next week I'm going to be in Portugal, so you'll not be on next week. I have to pre-record that entire show. But the following week, hopefully, you'll be with us. I always look forward to having you. Thank you so much for being with us again.
Thank you, Jim.
All right, folks. Well, don't go away. Ivan Bebek, the executive chairman of RN Resources, will be with me right after the commercial break. So don't go away.
Think you've seen everything there is to see in online television? Let us surprise you. Visit voiceamerica.tv today for sports, health, business, and more on demand 24/7.
A gold rush has begun. Recently, three of the largest gold mining companies announced strategic acquisitions in the Yukon territories. Ahead of them was a group who had already consolidated the key claims covering the historic Klondike Gold Rush into one company, aptly named Klondike Gold Corp. Led by a team of accomplished geoscientists, the company is steadily advancing exploration to reveal the rich source of all that gold. The hunt for the next major discovery is well underway, and Klondike Gold's shareholders are strategically positioned. Stay ahead of the majors and follow KlondikeGoldCorp.com.
Have you become a member yet? Sign up now to become a member of Voice America. It's always free and easy. Plus, you get to take advantage of some great member benefits. Get unlimited access to millions of hours of on-demand content across all of our channels. Keep track of your favorite episodes, shows, and hosts in your own customizable library. Find out what shows you might be interested in based on your favorites. Plus, you get insider access with our newsletter. Membership gives you more. Sign up at voiceamerica.com and click register at the top right.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.